Wednesday, October 5th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry Con Carroll, the commentary editor of the Washington Examiner, recently published an article entitled, Why the Left is Anti-Family. He writes, Abolish the Family is a catchy title of a new book by Philadelphia-based writer Sophie Lewis that was reviewed positively by the New Statesman. Lewis is just one of many who believe that the nuclear family is the most fundamental unit of privatization and scarcity in our society and therefore wants to see it terminated. But as Lewis herself would be quick to point out, the left's desire to abolish the family is nothing new. Both Karl Marx and Frederick Engels saw the destruction of the family as absolutely essential for the success of communism.
In a moment like this, it would be my great desire to have a lot more than 9 minutes and 58 seconds. We have made this point time and time again. Back when we were exposing the roots of intersectionality, critical theory, critical law theory, critical race theory, their roots go back to the Frankfurt School of how to turn a culture that has been impacted by Christianity, how to turn it to communism, dialectical materialism, and the religious expansion of the state. Well, when the state becomes your religion and the playbook is called progressive secular humanism, that is living life without reference to the sacred, what you do is you offer things to religion is, hey, we're for freedom of worship. You can continue to believe these things privately on this day in this place, and you can do that there, but forget this constitutional liberty called the free practice of religion and the freedom to assemble and the free speech. No, we're going to have government-approved speech, tell you where to assemble. We're going to zone you out of existence. And by the way, pandemics are a wonderful opportunity to extend our power over you. Then we're going to provide social tools that come out of communist ideology designed to turn a nation into the proletariat collective, whereby the government is no longer simply the state. It becomes the family and it becomes religion. Now, of course, Marx and Engels and popularized and coerced by Lenin and then Stalin, to some degree Khrushchev in Russia, and then the strong-armed tyrants around the world were constantly saying, hey, the family is evolution gone amok. In the evolution of man, there was no family. It was just the collective proletariat. It was everybody living together, everybody having sex with whoever they wanted to, everybody just doing their own thing, but doing their own thing together. And then tools of oppression like the church and religion and family were developed by the powerful to control other people. Well, the only problem is, Tom, that message that was popularized starting in the 30s and the 40s and then came back after World War II in the 50s and the 60s, that message was disproven evidentially by archaeology. Everywhere you dig in archaeology, there's the evidence of the family in the ruins. And then it was disproven by anthropology. Every time we discover the evidences and the records of primitive tribes are actually encounter a primitive tribe, guess what they have already in place? It's the family. So all of that was disproven, but that doesn't stop the intellectual suicide of if we can get enough people to write it who have enough arrangement of alphabetic letters behind their name, and if we can get hold of the educational system and the government and the entertainment world, and if we can get a hold of big business, then we can continue to promote this nonsense that the family is something that needs to be eviscerated. We'll redefine marriage, we'll redefine family, but our ultimate step is the eradication of the family. And one of the big problems in getting rid of the family is the church and the free practice of religion. So we've got to get rid of that also. Antietam, the single bloodiest day of battle in the history of the continent of America. The general of the Southern Army, Robert E. Lee, had created a rather bold strategy that required secrecy because the strategy actually left his outnumbered army vulnerable for about 3 days. Well, the very order whereby this was distributed to his generals was left wrapped around a couple of cigars. When it was found and brought to the general of the Union Army, which was George McClellan, he said, "Oh, I've got him where I want him now. I know where he is." By knowing what the strategy was, he was able to thwart that strategy in what was called the First Northern Invasion during the Civil War. I tell that story because that's just what you've been given. Here you see the strategy of progressive secularism, of overreaching government, the strategy of autocrats who want all power, and that strategy is we need to destroy the family and the church. Tom, this is called the principle of subsidiary. Let me say that again. The principle of subsidiary. Our allegiance and our affection, almost adoration, is reserved for those units of life that are smaller and closest to us. That's why, as one analyst has said, the United Nations is not the United Nations. The United Nations is a building in which a lot of people get wonderful offices and locations and addresses in New York and leave their existence in their nation to come and meet there, but nothing united happens because ultimately everyone's allegiance and affection goes back to their nation. And if you go to that nation, as much as someone may love their nation, they likely love their hometown more, and they love their family more than that. That's called the principle of subsidiary. And so when you want the state to be everything, and control everyone, then you've got to get rid of the institutions that are subsidiary, that draw greater affection and direction in their life. What are those? Family and church. Where does teaching and education emanate that gets in the way of the ever-encroaching, obsessive state? Well, it comes from the church, and it comes from the families that are embedded in the church, and it comes from those who say the state will not be my religion, and as for me and my family, we shall serve the Lord. That has to be stopped, and that's what this writer has affirmed. Even though science, anthropology, and archaeology has debunked the notion that man, out of random mutations, came forth from the slime of chemicals that we don't know where they came from, and then lived in individualism, then decided the proletariat collective was the way of life, there is no evidence in archaeology, science, or anthropology to support that. Our culture is bent on first marginalizing, then canceling, and then eradicating church and family, as Oz Guinness calls it, a free people's suicide pact, when they kick against the goads and seek to destroy what God has given as a foundation for the culture, a formation of the culture, and the maintenance and maturation of a culture. This article has highlighted it and has actually given you the strategic orders wrapped around this article. Now, what will you do with it? Well, back at Antietam, McClellan had a transformation of character because he knew what the other army was doing. You now know what the kingdom of darkness is doing in our day. What will you do? Bring Christ to the culture and bring those who come to Christ to the sanity of discipleship, to know how to have a life view that leads to a life love of Christ and others made in the image of God, and a lifestyle that is fixed upon Christ, led by the Word, empowered by the Spirit, and we embrace the institutions He has created, the family, the church, and then the state that restrains evil and rewards that which is good. That would lead to a culture of life to the glory of God.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a family. It's also one of the biggest challenges in the Christian life. Harry Reader's series, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday. as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.